Welcome to Culinary Convo. I am your host, Devin Ream. The coffee is poured and your spot at the table is open. I've got my mise en place, and if your mind is open, let us begin. Three, two, one, bake off. We are here with Great British Bake Off Recap. I'm here with my lovely wife, Kaylee.
Hey.
Hey. So we just got done watching the newest season of Great British Bake Off. On Netflix, it says season 10. I think on the interwebs, it's saying that it's season, 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, going over the recap, we are doing the Great British Baking Show recap, season 13, episode 1, Cake Week, with good old By Lynette off of nerdsandbeyond.com. She so lovingly did a great long synopsis here, because taking notes during these things is not easy. Mm-hmm. It should be, you know, something that everybody understands is a great thing. So anyway, it says here, we're back for season 13 of the Great British Baking Show. This season is going to begin with 12 new amateur bakers. It starts with Cake Week. The signature challenge, obviously, that is the signatures of each of the bakers. Right now, it says here the judges expected originality, excellent flavor, and for the cakes to be identical. Okay.
Hard to do.
Yeah. Sadly, the challenge didn't go too well for Rebs.
Yeah.
Rebs. She is what, Ireland? Irish?
I think so.
Right? She made a hazelnut mocha latte sandwich cakes with caramel filling and topped with chocolate ganache and hazelnut spikes. So the little, like, teardrop hazelnuts with the caramel going up. Her coffee flavor was a little overwhelming for the judges, and her other flavors were not strong enough to compete. Her caramel ended up a little runny, resulting in some of the upper layers of her cakes sliding slightly and looking a little wonky. Yeah. Paul Hollywood also thought her ganache was too hard.
Mm.
Rough.
It's a tough world.
It is. It's a very tough world. Will is also another person. He struggled with the challenge. He made ginger and caramel squares with three types of ginger. So ginger powder, stem ginger, and fresh ginger syrup.
That's a lot.
A lot of ginger.
A lot.
Yeah, and ginger is kind of like, horseradish, wasabi.
It's strong.
Yeah, it's nasally. It's like, it has that spicy kind of thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
But he planned to sandwich them with Swiss meringue, salted caramel buttercream to show off his skills. Most bakers received constructive criticism on their bakes, but did quite well. I think so.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything of like, this was awful. Why did you do this? Like,
well,
or like, this is totally not right.
One,
like,
person, whatever. They said it was a disappointment.
Yeah.
So that was tough to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the standard of baking is high this year. A few bakers stood out from the crowd, though. Janus made a cherry vodka liqueur chocolate sandwich cakes. Kind of looked like a Black Forest situation.
Mm-hmm.
Looked really good.
Yeah.
They were inspired by Polish wuzetka. The sponges were sandwiched with pistachio cream and Kirsch-soaked cherries on top of chocolate ganache.
Mm.
His cakes looked immaculate. That's what old Lindsay says here. Prue thought his boozy flavors were amazing. Yeah, good old Prue. Unfortunately, Paul disagreed and thought the alcohol was too strong, although they were texturally perfect. And then Abdul, he did very well in the challenge with his cacti cakes. His chocolate and hazelnut sponges contained a little kick of chili powder. He didn't make it too strong, but then it was like he tasted it. He made it too strong.
Mm-hmm.
He realized that later. Then Sandro also did very well with a flower-themed bake. He made chocolate flower pots with a white sugar fondant rose. His flower pots were made of dark chocolate and contained chocolate, orange sponges, and red wine ganache. Sandro is one of my favorites so far.
Yeah, his was the nicest looking one.
Yeah.
And for sure.
And by far, he is the nicest looking one in the tent.
Yeah.
As well. He's got style. He does.
Yes.
Yeah. He has style. Looks like a fit guy, even though he's eating a lot of bakes.
Yeah.
He's doing all right.
He's got it going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then these looked amazing. His little cakes, they looked amazing. It was a wine ganache. They thought they were rich and indulgent. Going to the technical challenge, it was red velvet cake, an American classic. The cream cheese icing, you got the chocolate with the red dye, and then they kept harping about the vinegar and the baking bicarbonate. And how you have to add it towards the end. That way it's a raising agent. And they make it sound real complicated when we've got, like, red velvet everything.
Yeah.
We have red velvet cereal, I think, at one point we've had. Yeah. But Paul took it seriously. He was like, I want a dusting of red, you know, cake on the bottom. I want it all over there. And, yeah. Surprisingly, James came in last. Yeah, James didn't do too well. Sandro, yeah, he was second place in the technical. He did really well.
Yeah.
And then Siabira was in first place. She's from Malaysia with her perfect cake. And even Paul said that it might have been better than the cake that he made for, like, the little cut scene that he talks about the cake.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, so... pretty big things. And then the showstopper. The showstopper challenge here. Basically, they needed to make a 3D replica of the home that they grew up in. You want to talk about this one?
Me?
Yeah. Because you had a lot of notes about it.
Well, I just thought, like, not everyone's going to live in a house.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone... is privileged that way. And also too, in the UK, I know that, like, especially in cities and stuff, it's more common to live in an apartment.
Yeah.
To, like, buy an apartment and a flat, and that's what you live in. So I was like, if they didn't grow up or live in a house, are they just gonna make a whole apartment building? And yeah, some people did.
Yeah.
Some people did. Yeah. So that was interesting.
Yeah. Siabira, after doing the showstopper, she was a contender for Star Baker this week after the judges liked her signature bake. She came in first place in the technical. However, she missed out on the title by a narrow margin after the mixed feedback on her showstopper. She made her Malaysian childhood home with a coconut tree in the garden. Her sponges were flavored with milk tea and sandwiched with strawberry cinnamon jam and matcha buttercream. So very Southeast Asian flavors. I would have loved that. But it seems like the judges, they said they loved the details of her cake, but thought it was... and they thought it was baked perfectly. However, it lacked a strong flavor as the milk tea was not strong enough. Which for me, that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Milk tea is not, like, one of my super favorites. I just like it with the boba.
Well, and strawberries, really flavorful.
Right.
And, like, cinnamon, too, so.
Yeah. And the matcha's earthy.
Yeah.
Right? Rebs managed to redeem herself slightly and made a pina colada-flavored cake. And it looked like just an Irish home. Mm-hmm. And she had her rum-soaked coconut and vanilla sponges. And then she also, I don't know if it says here, but she was saying in Ireland it always raining. So she sprayed it with a coconut rum to wetten the house.
My kind of cake.
Yeah. The judges loved her decoration and flavors, which proved to save her from elimination. Now, Carol's cake. Carol's one of your favorites.
Carol is probably my favorite. You have to look at a photo of her if you haven't, because she's a older woman who works in a grocery store. I think she's like a checkout person.
Yeah.
And she has the most beautiful, stunning, vibrant pink and purple hair.
Yeah.
And she has, like, curly hair, and there's just these bits and pieces of pink and purple curls everywhere, and it is the most stunning thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So she was immediately my favorite the first moment I saw her.
Yeah.
So I was glad she made it through the first episode.
Definitely. Yeah, she. I'm going to say this now. Carol, after watching her little snippet about her life, what she does. She does composting. She's a heck of a gardener. She's got that hair, all those things. She is the British California hippie. That's yeah. what she is. She's a California hippie transplant put into England, and I mean that as a complete compliment. That's ladies like that are really nice. They know what they're doing. They're trying to make the earth better, but then at the same time, they know what they're doing. They like to get their hands dirty. They yeah. garden. They do everything else. So, yeah. And then she's a checkout gal. So she's not working this high-tech, strenuous job. She's like, nah, I just bag groceries.
She's working class.
Yeah.
The work and hairdo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't sound good. But I love her hair.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's good. And then Janusz, who is Polish originally, once again stood out amongst the bakers with his stunning bake. He made his mom's flat in Poland out of chocolate cake, which had soy sauce in it.
Yeah, that was... I've never heard of that.
I've heard of... basically, they try to add, like, a salt element. So it's, like, soy sauce, Worcestershire, you know, that kind of thing. But very odd to pull it out in the bake-off. That's for sure.
Well, and it was dark soy sauce, too. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just regular, so...
Right, yeah.
That is very potent stuff.
Mm-hmm. And with the spiced orange buttercream, he represented his mom's balcony, which always contained flowers. The judges loved the color and the decoration of the cake. It was perfectly textured and delicious with the right amount of spice. The judges could not fault it.
Loved it.
Yeah. Janusz. Results. Unsurprisingly, after the Showstopper Challenge, Janusz was named Star Baker, beating Siabira and Sandro. Yeah. There was a lovely moment after he had been given the title where he phoned his partner to tell them that he had been named Star Caker in the Bake Week. That was pretty good. I liked that.
Yeah, that made him one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like in my top three.
Yeah, definitely. He's in my top three. Yeah. I may put him at number two. Number one being Sandro. Number two being Janusz. And then number three, oh, man. Who would I put at number three? It might be Mirabira. Mm. I said Mirabira. Yeah, sorry. Siabira.
Well, we just watched this, too. Right. I promise we're not just, you know. I know we're reading from this article, but we did watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did watch it. But, yeah, Siabira. I like her Southeast Asian flavors.
Yeah, she did really good. Yeah. But I would say my top three. Number one's Carol, of course. She is...
Yep.
An icon. Totally. She's amazing. Number two for me is probably Janusz. Mm. And then number three is Dawn, the other older woman, right. Because when they were making the red velvet cake, I forget which host it was. I don't remember if it was Matt or Noel, but one of them was talking to her and, you know, they were like, have you ever made red velvet cake before? And she's like, oh yeah, I did a long time ago when my children were younger, and all I remember from it is that I like drank a little too much. Like, I don't really remember it. I was like, you know what? I appreciate her keeping it real.
Yeah.
So that's why she's my number three.
Nice. Yeah. And then sadly, Will was eliminated.
Yeah.
Oh. After consistently not performing well across any of the challenges, this meant that Rebs and Maysam, who also didn't perform too well, survived to compete next week. So
yeah, Maysam is 18.
Yeah.
So yeah. She's the youngest one this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure probably one of the youngest ever.
Right.
So it's just kind of crazy that out of, 'cause they say thousands of people apply each year, so...
Yeah.
I bet as an 18-year-old, it would feel really crazy to be one of the 12.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I just hope maybe it was, like, nerves or something and that she keeps, you know,
gotta
keeps getting better.
Yeah, got to get used to the oven, the utensils around, you know.
Yeah, all the cameras in your face. Yeah.
And the temp. You got to watch the temp.
Yeah.
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 But some of the best bits, according to Lindsay here for this article for nerdsandbeyond.com, The season started the way it means to continue with cheesy puns. This time it was a Star Wars puns, including Darth Baker and Prubaka. Maxie had been very nervous about presenting her Showstopper Challenge, and Paul yelled boo, and she almost dropped her cake. That was pretty good. Next week, the Bakers will compete in Biscuit Week.
Which is cookies.
Yeah, cookies.
Yeah.
Make sure you check it out on Netflix next Friday, and then check back here for the latest recap on nerdsandbeyond.com. Thank you, nerdsandbeyond.com, specifically Lindsay.
But then also listen to us.
Right.
Reading this.
It's Lynette, not
You're not
Lindsay.
Very good with names.
No. Yeah. It's Lynette is the author of this article. So, yeah. So check back with Lynette at nerdsandbeyond.com. And then listen to us, because we're always going to be given good little feedback.
Listen to us talking about Lynette, right. Talking about Great British Baking Show.
Talking about Great British. Even though we watched it, we just don't really take that much notes.
It's baking inception.
Right. Right. So.
And we don't take notes because we're watching it. We're trying to retain all of it and see, you know, who's our favorites and what the most interesting flavor combos are and all of that.
Yeah. A lot of pausing if you got to take notes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not as fun.
You watch it. Yeah, you pause and you write stuff. I remember doing voice commands one time. It was for Top Chef. And so I would talk into my phone.
Oh my gosh.
And I sounded like just an annoying person.
He'd have
in a
to
movie
stop
theater.
Like every 2 minutes or something.
Oh, I hated doing that.
It was,
Because it was just me being like, Top Chef, Chef Andrea said that she wished she would have added more salt.
It would just
Tom
take
winked. Like, you know.
It would take like double the time.
Yeah.
And totally. So that's why we read
right.
other people's hard work.
Yeah. We let them not enjoy it.
Hey, they're getting paid for this. Right. I mean, right. you know, more than we are doing this.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. But check back here. If you have a VPN, you can watch it
on Tuesdays.
Yeah, on Tuesdays. This episode's coming out on a Monday. So you can check out our recap and then watch
literally
it
the next
on
day.
Tuesday,
yeah.
The next day.
So if you're not in the UK.
Right, if you're not in the UK using the VPN. If you're in the UK and you're listening to this, cheerio!
Yeah, hi!
Well, sorry, I'm
mimicking that. That was really bad.
I know, it was kind of bad. I apologize for
They're
going
to ban us.
Yeah, please
And then
don't
you're
going to
ruin
Yeah, please.
my plans.
Yeah, please don't run away and be like, oh, they're making fun of us. Yeah, no,
this
don't
is why
that.
People. This is why people don't like Americans.
Yeah, man. But no, I mean, check it out. Go through that. Share this episode. Like it. Subscribe, follow, smash that like button, punt the notifications, like rate us 5 stars or 10 laughing mouths or 7 rabbits. I don't care what it is. Rate us high. And we will see everybody next time on 3, 2, 1, Bake Off. This episode of Culinary Convo was written, produced, edited, and created by yours truly, Devin Rehm, and is a part of Mouthful Productions. Please check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Culinary Convo, and our website, culinaryconvo.com, for recipes, episodes, resources, and send an email to culinaryconvopod@gmail.com with your fan suggestions or recipe submissions. You can also support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so we can purchase cooking or audio equipment to help create a better podcast, or by using the funds to help further the exploration of Culinary Convo by ordering subscription boxes, food kits, or ordering food products to review. So shout out to our first supporter, Convonaut Dylan. Thank you. I also want to give audio credit to Soundtrap for our intro, transitions, and outro music. Thank you.